The following is a presentation of KGYM Sports. It's time for boys high school basketball on KGYM Radio, presented by First Federal Credit Union. Let's go courtside and join former coach Phil Dunn with analysis. And with a play-by-play, here's KGYM Sports Director Scott Unash.
Last week, it was the girls' basketball season getting underway. And tonight, we get underway with the boys' basketball season. And we've got a dandy to get things underway. Non-conference Mississippi Valley Conference action, as it'll be the Dubuque-Wallert Golden Eagles coming down to Cedar Rapids to take on the Kennedy Cougars. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Kennedy Gym. Scott Unash alongside former Prairie coach Phil Dunn. Courtside here at Kennedy, as two of the teams in a loaded Mississippi Valley Conference get ready to go at it and kick off the season on a Monday night here in a game that, like we said, will not count in the conference standings. But I think we'll go a long way to tell us exactly how these teams are going to be this year. And, Phil, great to have you back, and can't wait to get what I think is maybe the best year in the MVC underway that we have had maybe since going back to the page here of 2011-2012 with Washburn and Page and that group.
We're going to have a lot of talented teams out here, Scott. We talked a little bit in the pregame with some of the different coaches, and we were talking about all these different teams and what they bring to the table. There's really not going to be an off night for anybody, Scott. I think you mentioned maybe that depth-wise is going to be very, very good, top to bottom. You might not see those individual superstars like you saw back, like you mentioned with Marcus Page back in those days, but you're going to have an awful lot of good basketball teams here, and you better be ready to play every night.
Absolutely, and two good teams going out of here tonight. Kennedy Cougars were a Final Four team a year ago, finished fourth place in Class 4A with a 19-win season, and Dubuque Waller made it to the 3A sub-state finals before losing, despite only 7 wins last year. But both these teams have a ton of firepower back, especially when you talk about Dubuque Waller.
Yeah, you talked about Dubuque Waller. All five of the projected starters for tonight's ball game had started at some point in time for them last year. And then they supplement that with a few sophomores, some youngsters along with it. I think they feel pretty good about what they bring to the table this year. They got a lot of experience. That's going to start with Latham as a point guard coming back. Timmermans, their leading scorer. He's averaged about 11, a little bit over 11 points last year. He's a good shooter. There's a lot of weapons on the floor for Coach English.
And for the Kennedy Cougars, they bring back two of their top three scorers. Drake Brewster has graduated, but Derek Diggins comes back, a four-year starter, and looking to be that leader going into the senior season, senior campaign. And likewise for Jackson Foley, who really came on last year, especially down the tournament trail. You could have made our argument. He might have been Kennedy's MVP down the tournament stretch.
Yeah, he does so many good things for them. He's their leader out on the floor. He handles the ball. He gets them into where they need to be. Just a tough, hard-nosed young player out there. You got to imagine he's just going to get better as long as everybody, along with everybody else, another year stronger, another year of maturity under your belt.
High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union here tonight on KGYM, and you can check them out online at firstfedcu.com. Thank you to Dan Hillers and Tom Chalstrom, everybody at First Federal. You can check out one of their three locations. We encourage you to stop by, see what they have to offer. The brand-new location at the Westdale Mall area, also downtown Cedar Rapids, and their Hiawatha location as well. As we come your way on the Wendy's pregame show, brought to you by the Wendy's of the Corridor here on KGYM on 1600 AM. Two teams that are very, very deep. We're going to see maybe up to 20 guys in this basketball game tonight.
We'll have to keep our pencils sharpened over here, Scott, ready to go, because every time there's a dead ball, we'll see a lot of people in. Coach McCowan, you know, with Kennedy, will be doing that. They'll be running people in and out. They do it early. They do it often. He likes to keep people fresh out there. They really play an up-tempo ball game, so you'll see a lot of kids from them. And Dubuque Wallert, they're going to go deep, according to Coach English. They're going to, you know, they're going to bring a 6'9 player off the bench. Don't see that very often either. So it's going to be a little bit of difference maker in the paint maybe for Golden Eagles.
That's one thing that Dubuque Wallward has as far as an advantage in this game. They're going to have the height advantage. When you take a look at 6'9 coming off the bench, but 6'6 and 6'4 in the starting lineup, and pretty much Kennedy can go about 6'4, maybe 6'5-ish in there anyway, and if they stretch out a couple of guys a little bit, but Kennedy's going to try to get up and down, maybe a little bit of a quickness advantage.
Yeah, and Coach English said in the pregame, one thing that happened last year when they played against these guys is they weren't ready for the tempo because Kennedy was going, they were forcing the tempo. They do things differently that you don't see from a lot of other ball clubs out there, a lot of ball pressure, a lot of early help, that type of stuff. And if you're not ready for it, it can lead to points in a hurry going the other way. And he thinks they're going to be a little bit more comfortable with that. One thing to watch, though, is how do the sophomore guards coming into this ball game for Wallert, how do they adjust to that pressure?
Yeah, the last time we saw Wallert, they were falling in a sub-state final. They had only three regular season wins, but they had a very young team last year. And looking for bigger and better things coming up this year. The Kennedy Cougars coming off a 19-win season last year for John McCowan. And as we mentioned, they made it to the semifinals before falling to Iowa City West and then fell to Sioux City East in the consolation game for third place last year. You've got a lot of Kennedy players with athletic backgrounds. Kai Jenkins off the football team. Michael Watkins will come off the bench. Derek Diggins went out for football this year, and I think that's going to help. And it's time for Derek Diggins in his senior season now to take that next step if he wants to continue to have his career flourish and take off a little bit.
Young man with a lot of talent. We saw that a couple years ago. He's been playing for the Cougars. He can do a lot of things, especially on the offensive end. And like you said, Scott, I think he's got to take that next step this year. His senior year, chance to step into the leadership role. And I think Coach McCowan feels pretty good about him right now.
And for the Cougars, they will go deep, as we mentioned. They'll get a lot of juniors, and we saw Jack Wetzel come in as a freshman last year, and he's going to be in the starting lineup, and he's not a freshman anymore. As far as the level of play is concerned, probably you can list him as a junior if you wanted to.
Yeah, he came in right away last year, and when they brought him up, they put him in, and they got him minutes, a little bit of baptism by fire. He did pretty well, if memory serves me right, too. In the games that we saw him play out there, he'll be a good contributor for him out there. And again, along with Kai Jenkins, a good athlete out there who's got experience coming back. He's got a motor on him. He really makes things happen for him out there. They'll go deep, and there's no reason to be tired. If you're tired out there, you're going to get a sub in for you, and they're going to get maximum effort the entire ball game.
So Cedar Rapids, Kennedy, and Dubuque Wallert getting ready to go at it. The first of two very big non-conference games this week for Kennedy. And we'll be back here on Thursday night on 107.5 FM when Kennedy takes on Linmar in a non-conference tilt. And also tells you that the MVC schools are having problems finding non-conference opponents, and that's pretty much what every coach has said up and down the line.
It is. What is nice, though, is that Kennedy-Linmar can fit it on their schedule. Because it's going to be a good crowd. You would think it would be a good crowd. These two teams, Kennedy, Linmar, have a lot of history going back through the years. You've documented that very, very well. So it's good to see that they get another chance to play in that regard, though.
Yep, that'll be coming up on Thursday nights, and that should be another good one as well. We'll step aside and take a break here on the Wendy's pregame show as we get ready for Kennedy and Dubuque Waller. We'll take a 30-second timeout, come back, set your starting lineups for you, and have the opening tip-off from Kennedy. Right after this, as you're listening to High School Boys Basketball, presented by First Federal Credit Union, right here on KGYM Sports.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Even against the toughest opponent, First Federal Credit Union always believes it's possible. That goes for banking, too. We have solutions that are designed to help you succeed. For over 80 years, we have been providing solutions for families in the corridor. From great products to outstanding service, you will discover it is possible with First Federal Credit Union. Visit us at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, member NCUA, equal housing lender.
Welcome back here to Kennedy as we get closer and closer to tip off. The Cougars and the Golden Eagles of Dubuque Wallert here tonight in boys play. Let's take a look at our starting lineups, and they are brought to you by Skogman Carlson Insurance. Starting lineup for the Dubuque-Wallert Golden Eagles. Their very first game of the season. They will go with this lineup at 1-4. It'll be Jackson Yeager, 6'2", and a senior. And Yeager making his first varsity start. Also at a forward, it'll be the leading returning scorer for Wallert, Peter Timmerman. He is a 6'6 senior, averaged 11.2 points and 4 rebounds a year ago. The center will be number 0, Matt Bandy. He is a 6'4 senior, 7.7 points and nearly 5 rebounds a game. He is the leading rebounder coming back for the Golden Eagles. Starting guards will be Will Leadham at the point, 5'11 and a senior, 7.9 points, 2 assists, 2.5 rebounds a game. And also at a guard, it will be Craig Collins, 5'11 and a senior. He averaged just under 5 points a game a year ago. Head coach for the Dubuque-Wallert Golden Eagles, the veteran Tom English, and his assistant, longtime assistant, Brent Meyer. Now the starting lineup for the Cougars of Cedar Rapids, Kennedy. As Kennedy will get their season open tonight. For the Cougars at 1-4, it'll be Kai Jenkins, 6'1", and a senior. Averaged just over 3 points a game a year ago. Also to 4, number 30, Jack Wetzel. He is a 6'4 sophomore. Averaged just under 2 points in his freshman season last year. The center will be Keeler Dix, 6'4", and a senior. And Dix at about a point a game a year ago. And the guards, the two leading returning scorers at the point. It'll be number 1, Jackson Foley, 5'8", and a senior, 8.4 points a year ago and almost 3 assists. And also at a guard, it'll be number 24, Derek Diggins. Diggins, 6'2", and a senior, 12.6 points, 5 rebounds, and 3.2 assists per game. Head coach for the Kennedy Cougars is John McCowan, assisted by Larry Williams, Jeff Rubis, and Ben Keithier. And a terrific officiating crew to start off here tonight. Led by Corey Burkle, Terry Turner, and Joe Gatto. And Wallert will be in their traveling blue uniforms with the white numbers trimmed in gold. Wallert across the front in white. And Kennedy in their home white uniforms with the green numbers. Script Kennedy across the front, trimmed in gold with the C on the side of the shorts. And the lineup's being introduced. What are you looking for tonight real quick?
Now, when you look at the two ball clubs, I think Kennedy's going to want to control the paint if they can. If they can get the ball in the lane area, whether that's on post-ups and throwing it in there or off the offensive glass, they want to score. They want production in the paint. That's where they think they're going to have an advantage. Kennedy, they're going to force the tempo. They want an up-and-down ball game. They're going to be pressing you as soon as you throw the ball in. Comes across half court, no matter where it is, they want ball pressure. Who's going to handle what the other team's strength is the best? Because each one of them has a little bit of a weakness in that regard. Very interesting. You got two different clubs here going at it. And whose strength is going to prevail? Is it going to be the size or is it going to be the pressure?
All right, let's honor America with the playing of our national anthem here tonight at Kennedy High School. National anthem here from Kennedy as we come your way courtside. And what should be a terrific, terrific season of basketball about to get underway.
As you would imagine, Scott, there's quite a few opposing teams, coaching staffs here doing a little bit of scouting on this Monday night.
Good crowd for a Monday night.
It is across the way, Kennedy student section. Looks like they're going to be pretty boisterous, too.
Yes, we are just about set to get it started here. Wallert in their blue with the white and gold trim. Kennedy in the white with the green and gold trim for the Cougars. Jenkins, Wetzel, Dix, Foley, and Diggins. Jager, Timmerman, Bandy lead them, and Collins for Wallert. It will be Timmerman to tip it up against Diggins. 6-6 against 6-2. As we are set to open the boys' season for 17-18. Tip in the air and controlled by the Cougars. Kai Jenkins has it. Kennedy to the bucket to our left. Wallert will come out with the straight man-to-man here. Jenkins going to be picked up by Leadham. Takes it out top. Comes right off the ball screen. Foley fakes the jumper and takes it inside. And a grab immediately on Craig Collins.
Foley kind of fighting him off with that off arm out there. But said Collins a little bit too much body up into him.
Like that, calling it close early. Jenkins will lob it in. Diggins, give and go underneath. Kai posting up, flips it underneath, layup good. Little floater for Jack Wetzel, and it's 2-0 Cougars.
Nice post-to-post pass that time. Jenkins was the inbounder, and they forgot about him. Looked like he was going to have the easy basket, but he gives it up for even a higher percentage shot to Wetzel.
2-0, Collins, lob pass inside, broken up and stolen away. Tip by Dix, and the steal there by Jack Wetzel. Driving baseline, in all the way, under and around. Here's Jenkins, a one-hand push shot, no good. And the rebound to Dubuque Wallert as Bandy gets it. Wallert's going to have the height advantage. Long up court pass to the corner. A quick three is up short from the far corner that time by Jager. And Jackson Foley the other way for Kennedy. Foley, nice little pick and roll, trying to get underneath the Dix, and he was pushed underneath.
A little bit of contact going through out there. Wallert staying in that man-to-man. Kennedy showing a lot of ball screens early against the man-to-man.
Cougars lob it in to Diggins. Right back it comes to Kai Jenkins. Left free throw line extended. We're just over a minute into it. 2-0 in favor of Kennedy. Jenkins spin move. Goes baseline on the drive. Got cut off by the double team. Diggins. He'll drive baseline in all the way. Wrap around reverse layup. Won't go short. One and done. The rebound out of there to Jackson Jager for Waller.
And right away, even after a miss, Kai Jenkins is up, putting a lot of pressure on the basketball. They bring it down the court.
All the way on lead. A bad cross-court pass stolen out of there. Lead ahead. Wetzel one-on-one. Wetzel hangs, puts it up, scores. It'll count in a foul.
Wetzel in transition, running the floor well. They get the ball up to him. Great body control to finish against the contact.
Jackson Jager with the foul, and it's his first, and already three on Dubuque Waller. And you saw the Kennedy quickness advantage right there.
They're going to push the ball every chance they get. Turn it over. It puts a lot of pressure on your defense to get back in transition.
Free throw up and good, and Jack Wetzel has all five of the Cougar points. As Waller goes to the bench right away, and they will bring in a sophomore. And on the drive, a foul called on the Cougars as Bandy took it down the lane.
Hand check, I think they said, on Dix.
As Jacob Chacamel, 6-foot sophomore, comes in. They like him. Good shooter and a good ball handler. Inbounds pass just thrown away, and the Cougars have a one-on-one. Diggins back to Jenkins. The trailer for three curls it in and out, no good. Rebound loose in the paint and picked up by Kennedy. Diggins, double pump, leaner up, no good. And the rebound again to the Cougars. As coming out of there with it was Keeler Dix. Spin move down the lane. Wetzel hangs, puts it up way short. And Chacamel with the rebound.
Wallert with a little transition going the other way.
Collins, double pump, leaner good, down on the right baseline.
He just willed it up through the Kennedy defender that time, went right through his chest.
5-2, finger roll on the other end by Diggins as Tom English wanted to travel and didn't get it.
Yeah, I think Kennedy got away with one that time. I think Coach English might have had a legitimate gripe.
7-2, Cougar lead. Timmerman out at the center circle. They'll clear it out for him. Goes one-on-one, cut off by the help. Leadham to the corner. Collins open three, and he hits.
Extra pass from Leadham that time. Find the open shooter in the deep corner.
7-5 as Kennedy will get ready to go to the bench, and there's a reach on the Golden Eagles. That's already four fouls on Wallert.
Some of that's the tempo of play, too. That they look like they're trying to adjust. Kennedy really attacks on the offensive end, puts the ball on the floor, goes to the rim hard.
Chacamel gets the foul, and wholesale substitutions for Kennedy. They're going to bring in Ethan Saylor. He's a 6'6 senior. Cole Werling will come in, 6'1 junior for Kennedy. Foley will stay in there. Also in for the Cougars is Grant Griffin, 5'9 and a junior. Cougar basketball. Foley at the left point. Works it over into the corner now to Werling. Skip pass cross court. Griffin fakes the three, drives the lane. A little high arching floater won't go. Tipped up, no good. Werling gets the offensive board for the Kennedy Cougars. Back out it comes to Michael Watkins into the game. Kick outside. Jumper won't go, and a rebound to Timmerman. Wallard on the run. Lead pass to Collins. Stops. Pops for three. Too strong. And the rebound out of bounds, and it will go to Kennedy. Boy, you got to like the tempo of this one.
Yeah, there's nobody letting any grass grow under their feet out there, that's for sure.
Michael Watkins in for the Cougars off the football program, 5'10 senior. As Kennedy will walk it up. 4.5 to play first quarter, 7-5 lead for the Cougars. Foley coming left off the high ball screen. Driving a kick to the corner. Three up, no good, too strong that time by Griffin. And the rebound to Waller. Timmerman's got another one. He'll bring it up in a hurry, trying to back his way in, and a hold on Werling. He got caught on a mismatch.
Yeah, Timmerman, understanding that he had a size advantage that time, was going to try and back him down.
First on the junior, Cole Werling. And it'll be the Golden Eagles inbound. Cale Schmidt, another sophomore. Not very big, 5'6", he's into the ball game. Kick to the near corner, Collins 3, no. Weak side rebound to Bandy, steps through a double team, and it was fouled. That's offensive board.
Yeah, on the backside, that time Bandy collecting that. That shot was long from the corner. And then he showed his strengths trying to go up through the Kennedy defender.
Bandy to the free throw line. He'll have a couple, and then the first one rattles home. And Waller can tie it up here as Diggins comes in for Foley, and Kai Jenkins will come in.
You look at it, Scott, a one-point ball game. The tempo and everything else is favoring Kennedy so far in this ball game. They just haven't been able to convert as very well on the offensive end.
Free throw up and no. And Saylor clears the board. 7-6, halfway home here in the first quarter. Diggins coming right, and they're going to get an offensive foul on a screen, I think, on Watkins.
Well, that's as much on Derek
no,
Diggins.
No, Saylor.
That's as much on Diggins as it is on Saylor, because if he's supposed to ball screen there, Diggins got to give him time to set. He was the trailer coming down the court.
Just didn't do it.
No.
Full court pressure by Kennedy. Ben Keister into the ball game for the first time for the Cougars. 6'2", and another one of the juniors. Timmerman driving baseline in all the way and lays it on.
Going to his left that time, but comes back and finishes with the right hand.
That's not going to make John McCown very happy, and there's a hand check on Cale Schmidt out front. Quick whistles so far, but they've all been fouls.
And they're trying to keep a close lid on this. Not anything that's going to be any contact that's going to impede the offensive player who has the ball. They're calling it.
Kai Jenkins, Jack Wetzel, both back in for Kennedy. Inbound Diggins, give and go underneath. Reverse layup, no by Wetzel, but he was displaced and fouled.
Timmerman, is that two on him? Oh, Bandy, I'm sorry, Bandy.
And Bandy will have his second foul. A couple free throws coming up here for Jack Wetzel. And the first one is good. He's got six early. And here comes the 6'9 senior, Sam Gruhl. Into the game.
You know, the coaches, Dubuque Waller coach, said they've been working with him for a couple years now. Give him his chance here to shine.
Second free throw in and out. Gruhl the rebound. You can't teach 6'9. Up ahead to Chacamel. Pull up high arching jumper right of the lane. Won't go. And a nice rebound there by Wetzel. Outlet to Foley. Through traffic. Foley, little stop and go move. Great look underneath for the easy layup to Keister.
Now, yeah, good one hand push pass up top that time, taking what the defense gave him.
Kennedy, 10-8. 3:12 to play. First quarter. Schmidt driving around Jenkins into the paint and got fouled.
Schmidt kind of reminds you, stature-wise as well, of Jackson Foley, just kind of the way they carry themselves out on the floor.
Jacquemel will come out for Wallert. And coming in for the Golden Eagles, Isaac Ripley, 5'11", sophomore. Inbounds, tipped away and stolen, and the Cougars got a breakaway, but then they throw it away.
They could have got two the other way. They looked like they were going to have an easy two.
Well, first night, not everything's going to go right.
Wallert was probably a little bit upset. They threw it back in right to the Kennedy going the other way. Both teams breathe a sigh of relief.
Schmidt out front. Back to Timmerman between the circles. Comes off the ball screen. Mounts to the corner, and Kennedy staying in that man-to-man. Pass inside, tipped away, loose, and stolen for the moment. Yes, it is. As Foley comes up with it. Hook pass down low, wide open. Wetzel turns and lays it in.
A little bit of a scramble situation. They find Wetzel open on the baseline.
12-8, Cougars by four. Good tempo to this one. 2:20 to play, first quarter. Timmerman, right free throw line extended, drives into the lane, jump stop, had a shot rejected. Ty Jenkins almost caught that in midair.
Yeah, with two hands and bring it back down.
Diggins, skip pass cross court, and is tipped out of bounds by Timmerman.
Well, dead ball, we're going to have more people in, just like we promised, Scott. Every time there's somebody coming in for the Cougars.
Foley in there, Diggins, along with Dix, Griffin, and Wetzel. 2 minutes to play. Here's Foley going up with the high archer off the glass. Too strong from the left block, and Timmerman collects another rebound.
Gruel came across. He altered that shot defensively.
Timmerman on the drive, and he was held before the shot. That was just a clear out, and they had him one-on-one on a mismatch again.
Teams are going to have to adjust here, Scott, aren't they, defensively? Not going to be able to hold. They're going to have to get those hands off because we're going to have a lot of foul trouble if they don't make that adjustment.
Each team with 16 fouls here in the early going. We still have a minute 49 to play here in quarter number one. 12-8, the lead for Kennedy. Inbounds off the hands of Gruel. Turnover number five on the Golden Eagles. Diggins tries to go behind the back. He lost on the floor. Foley over comes left wing. Open three. Off no good. Diggins high to get the offensive rebound. Turns, fires, and hits. Little eight-footer from the paint.
Kennedy's got some on scramble baskets out there, Scott. What you call when things are kind of breaking down, that's when they've been getting their scores. Waller defense hasn't been able to find the open man.
Cross-court pass, stolen away. Cougars with a two-on-two. Diggins, step-through move, can't get the little floater to go, and then over the back. I think it's going to be on Saylor, and that's going to be his third already.
Fouls on 35, Ethan Saylor, his third foul.
Yep, that's three already.
Back for the Cougars.
And now you got going the other way. They're going to be in the one-on-one.
Number 10, Craig Collins.
Jackson Yeager going to shoot one-on-one down here.
Jack Yeager.
And Yeager, the 6'2 senior, looking for his first point. Wallert down by six here with a minute 11 to play first quarter. And missed the free throw, and Diggins one-hands it. Rebound, outlet pass, almost broken up. Wetzel gets on the floor with it, and are we going to get a timeout or a jump?
I think Corey Burkle over there got the jump ball before the timeout was called.
And I think that's the right call. And the turnover is going to give it back to Waller.
Hey, Jack.
Luke Schacamel will come in. 6'1 junior. Schacamel lead him in there along with Collins for Dubuque Wallert. So we've got a minute to play here in quarter number one. Off the clear out. Angling left with it. They go back door on the drive. Double pump layup. No. Offensive rebound. Back up and good. On the weak side by Jackson Yeager.
Yeah, that backside. Nobody from Kennedy screened out.
14-10. Diggins drives a lane and threw it down, but was fouled before the shot. That's not something we've seen before.
No, a little bit of explosion there at the end.
21, Latham, his first.
Yeah, Latham had the hand check as he was trying to go by him out there.
One and one for Derek Diggins.
Derek Diggins.
4 points early, and he'll have the one and bonus coming up here. Free throw right through. four-year player, Derek Diggins.
Well, if he can convert the second free throw, we'll see pressure again.
15-10, Kennedy with the lead. Second one up, curls in, 16-10 Cougars. Nope, no pressure.
Do it at the half court instead.
Yep. Little 1-3-1 half court trap and near throwaway, and it was. Stepping on the sideline, Collins. This team, I think, could be a good half court pressing team for Kennedy.
Yeah, I think they could do. They could cause a lot of problems, a lot of quickness. Their depth is going to allow them to stay, have fresh legs on the court.
Cougars might go for one. We'll see. Griffin and Foley out front.
Be the longest possession of the half, Scott.
Yeah, it would. Diggins and Wetzel. They got Kai Jenkins over in the far corner, and Kennedy will spread it, go for one. 10 seconds. Now they'll get into it. Ball tipped away, but picked back up by Diggins. Puts it on the floor, gets doubled. Out it comes to Wetzel. Drives in. Double pumper up, no good. Tipped up, no good. And that's the end of the first quarter as Liam goes down holding an ankle. Here at the end of the first quarter, we are through one. It is Cedar Rapids Kennedy 16 and Dubuque Wallert 10. We'll come back with the second quarter in a minute. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union here on KGYN.
Is Iowa spicy or mild? A question that has begged an answer since there was an Iowa. Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen restaurants are giving you a chance to weigh in on the great Iowa chicken debate. Visit your local Eastern Iowa Popeye's polling station, vote for mild or spicy, and get registered to win great spicy or mild prizes. This fall, take a break from politics and cast a ballot for yummy at Popeye's. Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen, where down-home yummy lives. Across from Coral Ridge Mall and in CR on Blair's Ferry and Edgewood.
If you're not a fan of change, well, that makes you pretty much like everybody else. But stuff's gonna happen. New car, new house, new baby. Maybe a new driver in the family. You have enough on your plate, so let your person take care of the insurance part. Just call or email. Let them know what's new and what's up, and they'll handle it. Nice. At Skokman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
Back with you here at the Kennedy Gym, 16-10 Cougars after one quarter. Will Leadham was injured on that last play. Looked like he stepped inadvertently. Don't know, it was an ankle injury if you're looking at the knee right now. Lynn Groth, the Kennedy trainer over there.
It's like the right ankle, Scott, is what they're paying attention to out there. Hopefully he'll be able to bounce back, and it's not going to be a serious injury for him.
Both teams going at it high octane in that first quarter.
A lot of contact, a lot of fouls. Officiating's been very good as far as very consistent. Teams are going to have to adjust, or we're going to have a lot of free throws here before the ball game's over.
Underway with the second quarter. Diggins, Kai Jenkins, Griffin in there, along with Jack Wetzel and Jackson Foley. Cale Schmidt out there. So you got 5-6 on 5-6 out there. Diggins spinning his way on Schmidt. Hands it back to Foley. Trying to get a two-person game going. Foley into the lane, all the way down, driving a dish underneath on the block. Back out it comes. Diggins open three, and he hits.
Inside out. A little dribble penetration into the lane. It didn't happen initially. They throw it back the other way. Find Diggins for he can spot up and shoot.
Now, Diggins was a 29% three-point shooter last year. He's going to have to get that up. And so far, so good. And here's a steal. Kennedy with the turnover, ahead to Griffin. Back it comes to the trailer, Diggins for another three, and he hits it again.
They get a quick timeout here. I think Coach English wants one for Dubuque Wallert.
Timeout of 30 going to be taken here by the Golden Eagles. And Kennedy with their biggest lead, 22-10.
Back-to-back threes out there by Diggins. Both times, all he had to do was catch, step into his shot. He got good rhythm off the catch. Beautiful looking release there on the finish.
8-2 run right now by the Cougars. And boy, I tell you what, if Diggins can get that three ball going, that's going to make Kennedy even more lethal.
Yeah, and they've had good spacing out there too. That's been part of it, Scott. They've been pretty good for the most part at, you know, when the ball goes inside on penetration or something, the other perimeter players aren't staying and they're finding an open passing lane, spotting up around that 3-point line for the kickout.
22-10, Cougars on an 8-2 run right now. Schmidt along with Collins. Timmerman is back in for Wallert. Also, Jackson Yeager back in, along with Jacob Chacomel, and Kennedy back to that 1-3-1 half-court trap. Schmidt a bounce along the sideline. Chacomel doubled, gets over to baseline. Open jumper swished right through by Timmerman.
Big basket for Dubuque Water. They needed that one there.
Yeah, Timmerman's got to get in the offense. 22-12, lead at 10. Foley at center circle. Right sideline. They go the high-low lob pass. Tipped away by Timmerman. And right back to Kai Jenkins. Little floating hook, no good. Back tapped around. Loose and picked up by Kennedy as Foley gets it. Wetzel penetrates, stops for 15, puts it off, no good. Offensive rebound, Jenkins, back up, rimming no, and Chacomel the rebound. Long outlet pass, and a tip to Bob Kolar right next to us here.
I'm rearranging the scores table right now.
And now the officials are going to talk it over here. And it's going to be Wallert basketball. 22-12, 6:21 to play. Everybody's, I can safely say, is okay.
Well, the substitutes coming in the ball game. Bandy coming back in here, Scott. He's got to be aware. He's got two fouls, I think, when he went out of the ball game early. He doesn't want to pick up his third.
That's right. 22-12, 6:19 to play. Kennedy back to the man-to-man. Timmerman trapped, doubled out front, gives it up to Chacomel. Circles left with it, skip pass cross-court to Collins. He'll dump it down to Timmerman. Timmerman, follow-away jumper, no good. Offensive rebound. Bandy got doubled, kicked it out to Chacomel. Open three. Oh, he banked it home from the top of the key.
Counts the same. I don't think he meant to.
Kennedy on the other end quickly, but the ball slapped away underneath from Wetzel. Up ahead to Waller, and the ball tipped out of bounds by Foley.
That was Yeager down at this end that got a good hand on there and stripped it away. Foley with the hustle play coming back, breaking up the fast break, going to the opposite end.
Little mini run by Waller now.
Yeah, 5-0. Got a whistle there.
And I think Michael Watkins was getting ready to come in but didn't make it quite in time. So Wallert will inbound in front court. They dump it down low, wide open layup, good from Bandy on the high-low pass.
Has been a good response for Dubuque Wallert ever since that little timeout. Kennedy hit those back-to-back threes.
22-17. Jenkins puts it on the floor in the drive. Spin move, kick to Foley. Left corner, two-man game. Jenkins hooks the pass over to Diggins. Fall away, three, good again from the right side.
He's on fire out there. He's feeling it.
15 for Derek Diggins here in the first half. 25-17. That broke a 7-0 Wallert run. Bandy bounced right of the lane. Timmerman backing his way in. Kicks it to the corner. Collins three-pointer's good. It's raining trays.
It is, and I think Wallert, more touches they can get to Timmerman, and good things are going to happen.
25-20. Foley lost her for a moment. Retreats, picks it back up. Under five to play first half. Kai Jenkins working the perimeter over to Diggins. Timmerman coming out on him this time. Couple jab steps. And Foley behind the screen. Stop and go move. Takes it inside. Hangs, puts up the double pumper and had it blocked away by Collins. Timmerman gets the loose chain. Chacomel on the drive. No look, skip pass. Collins fall away. Three, too strong. And the rebound and a foul as Wetzel fouled by Jackson Yeager.
Probably not a very smart foul on Yeager out there either. That's his second one.
As Ripley will come back in for Waller.
That's going to let, is it Wetzel, I believe, just go to the free throw line now.
We have a little shrapnel there. Bob's okay. He'll be ready to bowl Wednesday. And 1-1 coming up for Jack Wetzel. Two out of three from the line. He had eight all in the first quarter. Free throw up, no, back iron, and we're going to have a rebounding foul on Kennedy. Then Keeler Dix.
Fouls on number 15, Keeler Dix, his second.
Eighth team foul.
And for the Cougars, number
walk to the other end now. It's going to be Timmerman. Is that who's going to shoot?
Yep. Last year, Wallert shot at 68% from the free throw line. Both these teams are real good free throw shooting clubs.
But you'd imagine Timmerman would be a pretty good shooter.
You know, 71% last year and misses the first. as we say that.
We jinx them.
Griffin into the front court. Kennedy by five. Stop and go move down to the corner. Three way off the mark by Keister, but chased down on the near side by Jackson Foley. He's got Schmidt on him again. Foley doesn't have a height advantage too often, and he's got one here. Put up the hook, no good, and Schmidt chases it down. Then he lost it on the double team, and Wallert picks it back up. Timmerman on the power dribble. Drops it inside. Nice catch in traffic. Kick to Schmidt from the near corner. Three, no good. Offensive board, though, to Ripley. And Wallert will get another shot at it. They've had a lot of offensive rebounds. Cross-court Schmidt, right wing three, curls out, no good. Timmerman, the rebound, fouled. He just went over over his player that time, and Keister will get the foul.
And it's the backside too, Scotty. Timmerman understanding where that shot was coming from. He's going to pin his guy underneath the basket. He's going to get anything that comes off long.
And Timmerman on the line gets the first. He's got five. Zach Drejos will come in for the first time tonight. 5'10 junior. Michael Watkins also in there. Keeler Dix, Derek Diggins. Free throw number two rattles home. Kennedy by three, 25-22.
Diggins playing the point now with Foley out.
They dump it inside on the right block. Dix leaves it for Keister. Little push shot, no good, and Watkins gets the rebound for Kennedy. Diggins fakes the three, drives in. He had it poked away. Loose in the paint and picked up by Collins. Lead pass to Bandy. He's loose. Bandy turns down the two and kicked it over in the corner for three. Now Wallert will set it up. Still 3:08 to play here in the first half. Collins on the drive, forces up the shot. Got it back. Now in trouble. Double team. Bounce up top to Schmidt. He penetrates. Gets around his man and was fouled.
Falls on 31. Keister is second.
That's a double bonus.
Yeah. Two shots.
Now you're going to get the youngster, Schmidt, up there.
Two shots.
Kale Schmidt, 5'5".
Golden Eagles, number three, Kale Schmidt.
Very skinny, only a sophomore. And the free throw no good.
A little long off that one.
Number 30, Jack Wetzel. Number five,
Jack Wetzel and Kai Jenkins back for the Cougars. Kennedy led by 12 at 22-10, but Wallert has come flying back. Second free throw good.
Wallert so far defensively has been man-to-man the entire game. Half court, playing him square up to him.
Trejos over to Watkins. A little shake and bake move. Bouncing the high post. Diggins goes crossover. Now spins in the lane. Hangs, puts it up. Counted the foul. Tough, tough move by Derek Diggins.
You should get some difficulty points for that one there, Scott, too, besides just the two for going in the hoop.
First half to remember for Derek Diggins. Already over his average of a year ago. And the free throw, good. Got the friendly roll.
Timeout, Kennedy.
Cougars will take a 30-second timeout. We will as well. 2:44 to play here in the first half. Kennedy 28, Wallert 23, back in 30 seconds on KGYM.
Bob Bobbergear likes to act like he's just a regular guy, just like you and me. But who is the real Bob Bobbergear? Bob Bobbergear doesn't want you to know that when he breaks his iPhone, he throws it in the garbage and buys a new one. Throws it out and buys a new one. Ever heard of Digital Dock, Bob Bobbergear? Digital Dock buys repairable devices and sells them for a fraction of the cost of a new device. So who is the real Bob Bobbergear? Iowa can't afford to find out.
Paid for by the friends of Digital Dock, Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Wallert on a big 13. Was a 13-3 run, now a 13-5 run, and the ball tipped out of bounds. Going to go to Kennedy. Last touch by Wallert off the pressure.
Jackson Foley in the middle of that one there, creating that turnover. He's got his hand in there.
Listen to high school basketball on 1600 AM, the main gym, KGYM Cedar Rapids, and KGYMRadio.com. Diggins going one-on-one. Spin move, lost his footing, though, and Wallert with a basketball as Timmerman picks it up. First turnover of the quarter and fifth of the game as Gruhl will get ready to come in. Cross-court pass stolen away by Diggins. Higgins all over the place. Spins underneath, hangs, puts it up, and scores.
Well, he realized he had a size advantage that time. He backs down into that basket. Does a nice job taking advantage of his size there.
Kennedy back up 7, 30 to 23. Diggins with over half of the Cougar points. Schmidt on the drive. No look pass underneath. Layup good. Diagonal pass to Timmerman.
Beautiful looking pass right there, Scott. Through the defenders.
30 to 25. Foley, little shake and make move. A drive and a kick. Jenkins fake. Steps in. Back to Foley. Left in the key for three. No on the high archer. And we're going to have a tie ball. No, we're not. Shockamel took it away. Ahead to Timmerman. Driving in and was fouled. Looked like he might want to throw it down there.
Thought it first, I think.
And Diggins stopped the easy two.
Two free throws, Peter Timmerman.
Timmerman at the free throw line coming up for Waller. Down five, Kennedy has led most of this first half. Free throw no good on a line driver.
One thing you got to keep in mind, too, for Waller is they've done this without Latham since he got hurt, since he hurt his ankle at the end of the first quarter. We haven't seen him again.
I don't think he's on the bench right now even. No, yes he is. As the free throw is good. Michael Watkins will come in as Diggins will take a seat. 30 to 26. Two good teams going at it.
Sam Gruhl back in for Dubuque Waller, 6'9 senior.
Bandy's going to come out with the two fouls, saving him. Oof. Circling right, Jenkins working on Schmidt. Tell you, Schmidt, not big, but he's not afraid of contact on the drive and foul from behind. They're going to say, look pretty clean, but they're going to say a foul called on Gruhl.
Well, that's going right at the big fella in there. He draws the foul and gets you two free throws.
Two teams will meet in the conference game up at Wallert coming up about halfway through the season. Free throw no good, though, by Wetzel. Joe Gatto explaining the call.
It's Coach English.
One more coming up for Wetzel. Had an 8-point first quarter. Free throw good. He's got 9 for the game. 31-26 Cougars.
Here comes the full court pressure again.
Schmidt in the backcourt. Had it knocked away momentarily and then picks it back up. No look pass flung ahead to Timmerman. Ball fake on the drive all the way in. Off the glass. No. Offensive rebound. Shockamel. And he's fouled by Watkins. And that wasn't a smart one.
No, it wasn't. You were going to get the ball away from him out there.
And Shockamel to the line. He's got 3 on a 3-pointer. 2-shot situation and swishes the first one. High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union again here tonight. Check them out. One of their 3 locations, Westdale, downtown, or Hiawatha.
Looks good out there.
Got them both. 31-28. Still a minute 4 to play here in the first half. Watkins, Foley to Diggins, just above the free throw line. Couple of jab steps. Now goes up with the jumper and hits from 17.
Defender. Timmerman does a nice job holding his ground there. Didn't buy the ball fake, but Diggins using that athleticism to go over the top of him.
22 in the first half for Derek Diggins. 33-28. Shockamel angling right with it. Bounce it to Timmerman. He'll put up a 3. No, and the rebound to Kai Jenkins. Coach English did not like that particular shot.
We'll go for 1 here. Final shot to Kennedy.
Foley at the center circle. Schmidt all over him. Almost a 5-second count, and there it is.
There it is. Hey, Schmidt, he gets after it, doesn't he?
Well, he's fearless.
Fun matchup between those two.
And for the Golden Eagles,
Luke Shockamel will come in for Gruhl. As Wallert's going to go small here for the last 20 seconds. Collins also in there along with Timmerman. And Waller will go for the last shot. Down by 5. Schmidt across the timeline. Stop and go move. Turtles his way around Watkins. 8 seconds. Schmidt on the drive all the way in. Little hook, no good. Rebounded by Diggins. 2 seconds to play. Diggins all the way up and gets the layup coast to coast. He covered some ground.
Yeah, he did. He went all the way there.
What a first half for Derek Diggins. We are at halftime and our score at the break. Cedar Rapids Kennedy 35 and Dubuque Wallert 28. We'll come back, talk halftime with you after this 2-minute timeout as you're listening to Boys High School Basketball from KGYM.
It's time for some straight talk. The big wireless companies charge a boatload for their superior network coverage. But guess what? Straight Talk uses the same cell towers but charges a lot less. Who knew? Well, now you do. And I do. So let's do something. It's time to switch to Straight Talk. Unlimited plans start as low as $35 a month on America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Napa Know How.
Keeping it simple is usually a good thing. And when it comes to rewards programs, keeping it simple is always a good thing. That's why we made the Napa Rewards program effortless. All you need is your phone number to start saving on the parts and tools you need. Then we automatically give you $5 off your next purchase for every $100 you spend. So start saving today with Napa Rewards. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
Sometimes the best seats in the house are above it. In college football, that's the Goodyear blimp. And for more than 60 years, we've seen what it takes to be worthy. It takes toughness, dedication, and perseverance. Because seasons aren't measured by wins and losses, but by heart. Some call it hard work, determination, or grit. We call it blimp worthy. Goodyear, official sponsor of the college football playoff.
Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and purchase 5 quarts of Castrol high-mileage motor oil and a MicroGuard filter for the same price as Castrol conventional, just $24.99. Plus, earn a $10 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card by mail when you purchase 5 quarts of Castrol high-mileage and a MicroGuard filter. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We welcome you back to Kennedy here at halftime. And our score at the break, Cougars 35, Dubuque Wallert 28. Outstanding first half, up and down, good tempo. And a Derek Diggins first half that he will remember for a long time. He got that rebound with about 4 seconds left. You thought he was going to pull up, Phil. He went all the way and got the finger roll.
He kept going. Then there was even time left a little bit after that, Scott. I mean, he went in fast. Should have had a clock on him there.
Should have.
Those football coaches would love that.
24 for Derek Diggins. Only 3 Cougars have scored in the first half. Diggins with 24. He's got 9 field goals, 3 threes, 3 out of 3 from the line at 24. Jack Wetzel with 9 and Ben Keister with 2. And that is it for the Cougars. For Wallert, Peter Timmerman with 9. Craig Collins with 8. 5 for Jacob Chocomel. 3 for Matt Bandy. 2 for Jackson Jaeger. And Cale Schmidt with 1. Turnovers 9 for Wallert. 6 for Kennedy. Bench scoring right now is 6-2 in favor of the Golden Eagles. Kennedy is 6 of 9, 67% from the free throw line. Wallert 7 of 12 from the charity stripe. And how about rebounding?
Well, rebounding, Scott, it's pretty even. Wallert 19 to Kennedy 18. Jacob Chukamel leads them off the bench with 5. Dubuque Wallert, 3 rebounds apiece for Matthew Bandy, Jake Jackson Jaeger, and Peter Timmerman. 2 rebounds is Craig Collins, contributing 1 each is Cale Schmidt, Isaac Ripley, and Sam Gruel. 7 offensive, 12 defense, total of 19 for the Golden Eagles. For Kennedy, Diggins leads them as well with 4 rebounds. 3 apiece for Kai Jenkins as well as Jack Wetzel. 2 rebounds for Jackson Foley, Keeler Dix, and chipping in with 1 rebound apiece is Grant Griffin, Michael Watkins, Cole Werling, and Ethan Saylor. 10 offensive, 8 defense, total of 18 for Kennedy. So pretty even there, Scott.
All right, I'm going to have you hand the headset off to Tony Rowe here from Iowa Preps Hoops. And we'll talk a little basketball here at the halftime break with Kennedy leading at 35-28. Again, this is a non-conference game, so they will meet in the conference tilt coming up about the halfway mark of the season. And Tony Rowe from Iowa Prep Hoops joining us. And we couldn't wait to get this season underway. And, boy, it's been a great start.
Yeah, really good first half to open up the year. Derek Diggins has kind of been unreal.
I'd like to know how about 80 feet in, what, 3 seconds?
Yeah, if that.
He had time left over.
That was pretty impressive, yeah.
At the end right there. I know that you and I and Jeff Johnson, Phil, others, we've been really looking forward to this season, especially in the MVC, because this is probably as good as this league has been in a long, long time.
Yep. You and I were talking about that before the game, and like I mentioned, I've been talking to Ryan Luersman about that too. It's top to bottom, it's as good as I can remember it, and I've been covering for probably close to 10 years now. Maybe not so much talent right at the top, but top to bottom, your teams, even like City High and Washington, are going to be competitive night in, night out.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. And these two teams right here are going to be in their respective classes when all the dust clears.
Yep. I wasn't really sure what to expect from Kennedy coming into this year with the loss of Drake Brewster. But if Derek Diggins plays like that, they're going to be tough to beat. And then Wallert is obviously going to be competitive in 3A as well, having to go through the meat grinder that is the MVC every night.
Yeah, and, well, about 4A, you take a look at it, and it's been West predominantly over the last 5 years. They're going to be good again, but they're going to have a lot of company, I think, at the top.
Yep. West will be good, very good. They'll probably have some growing pains as they break in a whole lot of role players who are going to be adjusting to bigger roles, but teams like Sioux City East, Valley's always going to be good. Waukee over in the Des Moines area, Senior, Cedar Falls. It's about as wide open in 4A as I can remember it being.
Which makes it a lot of fun. And I know Thursday night one of our games we'll have will be Dowling going to Iowa City West. That should be a very entertaining game.
Yep, I'm really looking forward to that one. Like I said, West is going to have a lot of new pieces adjusting to bigger roles, and Dowling is going to be a very tough matchup for them with Sam Ngoli and John Wagner, and they're always a tough physical team that's going to give them a test.
Well, 3A, it's been Xavier the last 2 years. They got a great run from Sergeant Bluff Luton last year. You're going to have them. You're going to have Pella around. 3A is going to be very tough, too.
Yep. I've got Xavier number one in the preseason poll, for whatever that's worth, mainly because of Matt Mims. They'll get a really good test tomorrow night from Mount Pleasant. That's where I'll be. I have Mount Pleasant number two to open the year, and I think that's probably their best competition right now. But teams like Assumption, Oskaloosa, Sioux City Helan, it's wide open in 3A as well.
Yeah, and I think Charles City is going to be right in there.
Yep. Waverly, Shell Rock. Yeah, there's a ton of teams across the state that can give them a run for their money.
Yeah, and don't discount Wallert.
Yeah, absolutely.
when they get ready to go here. And we saw 1A last year, Des Moines Christian. We saw they're going to be very good again. North Lynn, though, around here is probably going to be the cream of the crop.
Yep, North Lynn is definitely the team to beat in this area in 1A. And if anybody is going to give Grandview Christian a run for their money this year, it's probably North Lynn. Jake Hilmer's outstanding, and I would love to see him and Grant DeMillionaire do some battles down at the state tournament come March.
Yep, and new look to the state tournament this year with kind of a condensed 5-day tournament.
Yeah, when that was first announced, I was a fan of it. Get me out of there on Friday night instead of Saturday. But the more I looked over it, it's kind of going to be a disadvantage for one of those 4A teams.
Yep.
You're going to have to play a back-to-back in your semifinal and championship while the other team is going to get a day extra to prepare, which will be interesting to see how the coaches react to that one.
Well, I know how they will.
Yeah, so do I.
I think I know how it's going to go here, but keep up the great work at Iowa Prep Hoops. It's a great place. People want some basketball information.
Yep. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Thank you. Tony Rowe joining us here, and he'll be following us, and we'll be following him throughout the year here. Thanks, Tony. Halftime score 35-28 as the Kennedy Cougars lead the Golden Eagles of Dubuque Wallerts. And we'll be right back at it. Girls play tomorrow night. The MVC getting started as we will be over at Jefferson tomorrow night for the Jayhawks and Iowa City West. Got to see the women of Troy on Saturday down at Rivalry Saturday, and they defeated Davenport Assumption. Looking forward to that game tomorrow night. That'll be on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM tomorrow. 106.3, we'll have Womack girls basketball as it will be South Tama taking on Solon tomorrow night. And you can also catch the broadcast of those on KGYMRadio.com. Just go to the Listen Live link and either click on the link for the main gym or the South gym, whichever one you want to listen to. And you can do that on the KGYM Radio app as well. And then Thursday night back here at Kennedy for boys non-conference basketball for Linmar and Kennedy. And then Friday night, you and I, Phil, will be over at Prairie. Our chance to see the Hawks taking on a really good North Scott team.
Good MVC MAC matchup early in the year. Those are always fun to see.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing the Murray boys.
Yep, they've grown a little bit and got another year of strength under their bench, and led by Griff Clark over there, too. Prairie, great, an outstanding junior year for him last year.
And Mr. Seals for North Scott.
It'll be a good matchup.
That'll be fun. Well, 35-28, I would imagine what first thing the coaches said at halftime, quit fouling.
Well, I would think so. You want to make sure that the other team's going to earn it, and that means not at the free throw line. So keep your hands off. Don't get in foul trouble early. Move your feet. I would think if this continues on, it might be to Kennedy's advantage, though, just because of the depth margin a little bit. They might go a little bit deeper than Dubuque-Wallert does, but you got to quit fouling. And then again, if you're Dubuque-Wallert, get 35. Get Timmerman touches. Even if he doesn't shoot it, good things happen. He'll pass it off for the assists.
Underway with the second half, and good news, Liedem is back in there. So that ankle is okay. He missed the entire second quarter. And don't even really see a tape job on it. They dump it inside. Nice catch by Bandy on a nice set play to start the second half for Waller.
Lost art there, Scott. Sealing your man underneath and get the ball reversal.
Wetzel, a quick shot from the near baseline. Wouldn't go. Liedem with the rebound. Long cross-court bounce pass. Jaegert works it inside. Bandy gets doubled. Kick out to Liedem. The left-hander for three is good, but wave it off. 3 second violation.
Bandy got hurt. It looked like he pulled, twisted an ankle or something out there. Knee.
He's kind of ginger a little
yeah,
going down.
Stretching himself out. Wallert in the zone, Scott. 2-3 extended.
Jackson Foley and Derek Diggins out front. Kai Jenkins, Jack Wetzel, and Keeler Dix, the five for Kennedy. Foley driving a kick. Diggins left wing three, in and out, no good. And Timmerman claims the rebound. Timmerman, Liedem, Collins, Jaeger, and Bandy. Nice lob underneath. Bandy gets another layup.
Going ahead. Bandy just running to the front of the rim on that fast break. Kennedy got to get back in transition.
Just like that. Wallert within a possession at 35-32. Foley goes crossover. Drives between defenders. Kicks it over to Jenkins. Ball fake. In all the way. Layup good. And a blocking foul. It'll count the foul. Late whistle there. And they'll count the bucket.
I might play through that out there. You thought it might let it go through, but they didn't.
Nobody went out to pick up Jenkins.
That's third foul on Bandy.
Quickly, Ethan Saylor in for Kennedy, and he picked up three fouls in that first half. Jenkins free throw, back iron, no. Saylor had it for a moment, but Bandy took it away. So both centers in there right now with three fouls apiece. Cougars by five, 37-32. Liedem a bounce from the right sideline to Bandy. Looking down the old to Jaeger. Instead, high post Timmerman. They play catch with it outside the arc. Bandy looking for some help. Finally gets it out to Collins. Going to be Diggins on him and the Cougar man-to-man. Dump pass down low, inside. Kick out to Timmerman. Three, in and out, no. And Diggins once hands the rebound. Derek on the run, up the far boards with it. No look, diagonal pass to the corner. Foley wide open, three, front iron, no. Aside from Diggins, Kennedy's been cold from three-point range.
Good look there by Foley, too. I mean, he had a catch and shoot nice and clean.
Here's a strip and a steal. Jenkins gets the finger roll off the steal from Timmerman.
Body control by Jenkins, using athleticism to get to the rim.
Kennedy back up, 39-32. Cougar lead at seven. Worling will get ready to come in. Liedem, they work the triangle right, and Bandy fouled down low on a hold from Jack Wetzel.
Bandy pretty good at carving out position on the block.
Not much, but there was contact. Whirling and Watkins back in. Foley and Wetzel out for Kennedy. And it'll be Waller to inbound, left of the glass looking in. Bullet pass right of the lane, and Timmerman fouled by Watkins.
Went to the ground, getting up again though. Baseline out of bounds, not nobody's shooting there.
Second on Watkins, team foul number two. And again, Waller to inbound in front court. Fanny working on Saylor. Nice bounce entry pass to the right block, and Jackson Jaeger gets the easy two.
Well executed out of bounds play there.
39-34, Watkins three-pointer, back iron, no, and high to get the board was Jaeger. Outlet pass, here comes Timmerman in the open court. Bounce ahead to Leanham. He drives baseline. No look, shovel pass underneath to Bandy for another easy layup.
Bandy in traffic that time, going up amongst three Kennedy defenders.
He's got good position inside.
He, I like the way his play he plays.
Back door wide open on the 1-3-1, and Werling gets a layup. And a quick timeout.
Stuck behind the zone that time.
Going to be a full timeout for Kennedy. We'll take it with him. 4:58 to play here in the third. It's Kennedy 41, Waller 36. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball from KGYM.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
The girls' MVC schedule gets underway this Tuesday night with a corridor matchup. Hi, this is Scott Unash. Join us Tuesday night at 7:30 on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM, as well as KGYMRadio.com and the KGYM Radio app, as 5A number 3 rated Iowa City West meets Cedar Rapids Jefferson. West is one of the favorites in the league this season and will open against the Jayhawk squad, looking for big things off a great volleyball campaign. That's girls' MVC basketball, presented by First Federal Credit Union. 5A number 3 Iowa City West at Cedar Rapids Jefferson. Tuesday night at 7:30 on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM, KGYM.
Back with you from Kennedy. Waller with the basketball in front court, going to the bucket to our left. Jaeger gets it out front, lead him at the center circle, Foley on him, angles right with it, hands it back now to Collins. Trying to get it inside to Timmerman, who's got a big height advantage. Timmerman gets over to the left wing, three going to be way short, and the rebound to Diggins, and then a reach foul. Oh, is that the fourth on Bandy? Yes, it is. That's a huge call about 80 feet away from the bucket, Phil.
Yeah, it is. That's one of those you wish you had back. They come in with the 6'9 senior now, Gruel.
And he's going to have to take a seat for probably about 8 minutes.
He was having success in there, too. He was causing the Cougars problem in the lane.
Waller to the zone. This is a 2-3 with the big 6'9 Gruel in the middle. Watkins pass almost taken away. Now Foley along the sideline, shovels it over to Diggins. Ball fake, step back three, and he hits.
They left him. The one kid that's been hitting, the one player that's been hitting for Kennedy, and they just leave him.
27 for Derek Diggins. Kennedy by 8, 44-36. Lead him, a bounce left of the lane. Timmerman drops it inside, and before the pass, a foul on the double team. And Derek Diggins will pick up his second foul. Third team foul of the half on Kennedy. As the sophomore Jack Wetzel comes back in.
Cougars stay in the man-to-man on the baseline out of bounds.
Waller's got a mismatch down low if they can find the center. And now a timeout going to have to be taken by Waller. They're trapped along the corner.
Yeah, you're right, Scott. If they could have just lobbed it up over the top, they could have got it to Gruel.
Going to be a full timeout. We'll take it with them. 3:46 to play here in the third. Kennedy 44, Dubuque Waller 36. Back in 30 seconds here on KGYM.
The cozy warmth after coming in from a chilly pink-cheeked morning walk. The perfect man cave temperature to kick back and watch the big game. When the weather turns cold, a new Rheem heating system will surround your family in total comfort. Are you feeling it? Rheem, the new degree of comfort.
Feel the warmth this winter with a new home heating system installed by the local pros at Lynn's Heating and Air Conditioning. Call Lynn's today at 319-362-6435 or visit linsheatingandair.com.
After the timeout, I think it was a 30-second timeout. Waller to inbound. They'll lob it in the lane to Timmerman. Backing his way in. Turnaround right hander, rimming no. Rebound back tap picked up by Wetzel. Cougars with numbers, 3-on-2. Wetzel going 1-on-1. Driving a kick to the corner. Jenkins, 3, way off an air ball.
Backside was Yeager again.
Yeager with a rebound. Here's Timmerman the other way. Goes up, had it blocked, got it back, turns, takes it up, fouled this time.
Timmerman just relentless, staying with it in there, not giving up on it.
Wetzel's second, team foul number 4, and Timmerman to the free throw line. Now with Bandy out, Timmerman's going to have to pick up the slack.
Schmidt trying to get directions on who he wants to go in for.
Timmerman at double digits. Chacamel in. Schmidt in. And one more coming up for Timmerman for the line. 44-37 Kennedy. And the second free throw also good. And a little man pressure put on by Waller. They'll show it and back it off. Foley to the trailer. Jenkins driving a kick. Now to the corner. Foley rises for three. Short. And the weak side board. Ooh. We got a push.
They're going to call it on Waller, I think.
Yep. Jackson Yeager. Third on Yeager. Team foul number 3. No look pass inside. Diggins. Oh, a double pumper off the glass.
Doing it from the inside as well as the outside.
That's good.
29 for Derek Diggins. 46-38. Chacamel picks up the ball far sideline. Cross court pass to Schmidt. Fakes the lob. Now gets it to Timmerman. High low pass broken up. Good help defense there by Diggins.
Backside help coming across, giving it early.
Jenkins fakes the three on the drive. Tried to shovel it underneath on the baseline and stolen away by Waller. Turnover number 7. High lob pass to Timmerman. And we got an offensive foul on Timmerman.
It said that arm might be coming out, Scott, a little bit. Is that what they
yep.
called it on?
Second foul on Timmerman.
Timmerman's pleading his case. I think he wants to have some room to land with the ball when he comes out there catching it.
46-38. 2:14 to play here in quarter number 3. And Waller back to the 2-3 zone. Shovel pass inside. Diggins. Turnaround shot right through right of the lane.
Keeps it going, he does. He's a Waller has no answer for him right now.
48-38. Kennedy back up by 10. Career high for Diggins. He has got 31 of Kennedy's 48. Chacamel on the drive. Takes a left free throw line to Timmerman. Timmerman, 17-foot pull-up, no. And Foley had the rebound out of bounds and going to stay with Waller. And Schmidt will put it in. But before that, it'll be Keister coming in for the Cougars.
Giving Diggins a well-deserved blow here.
He's not going to be out long, would be my guess. Waller to inbound. They work that triangle left. Schmidt looking inside, circles right with a dribble. Chacamel, spin move on Werling, and we got a whistle and a foul.
Hand check out front.
Second on Cole Werling. Team foul number 5 on Kennedy. Minute and a half to play third quarter. Kennedy won the sophomore game tonight, 85-54. Jaeger, diagonal pass to Timmerman. Fakes, drives in, hangs, puts it up, no. Weak side rebound. Jaeger blocked and a whistle and a foul. A little late, but I think it was the right call.
Yeah, Jaeger in the backside rebound again. They got. Tries to go back up and get a piece of the arm.
And Keister picks up his third. Jackson Yeager to the line. Free throw, good. Ooh, kind of dead on the back and fell down for Jackson Yeager.
Got a gratuitous bounce right there.
He's got 5. And Saylor back in and Diggins back in for Kennedy. 48-39, minute 20 to play, third quarter. Kennedy on top, and Wallert's only led once in this game. Second one way short. Offensive rebound, though, to Gruhl.
Sam Gruhl, yep. Kept that possession alive.
Waller with the ball. Jaeger, bullet pass in the high post. Timmerman on the drive. Left-hand scoop layup. Good.
Instead of going to his right, comes back to his left. Nice little finish in the lane.
13, and every time Kennedy gets a double-digit lead, Waller comes back. Under a minute to play. They'll double out front on Diggins. Takes the left free throw line. Now back to Foley. Foley on the drive. No look. Bounce underneath. Layup. Good by Saylor.
Foley coming down the lane. Let the defender come. Nobody in the backside left to help.
50-41. 37 seconds to play. See if Waller goes for the last shot or not. Timmerman way out by the far hash mark. Give and go. Back to Timmerman. Drives baseline. Oh, leaner from a tough angle. Good.
Let's see Kennedy now. I think Coach McCollum's calling one here.
That was from almost behind the backboard.
I think now you're going to see Diggins probably going to take this final shot.
10 seconds. 7-point Kennedy lead. Into the third quarter coming up. Diggins off the clear out. Stop and go move. Drives in. Hangs and got fouled hard. Coming over to help was Jaeger. And that's going to be his fourth.
Not a good foul right there either, Scott, because it's going to be a tough shot, him going. He's going to have to step back into it. He hits him, plus the fourth foul. Waller can't lose their players with foul trouble.
Free throw up, good. And the beat continues for Derek Diggins. 4 out of 4 from the line. He's got 32. Chakamel back in. Lead him back in as well for Waller. 3.9 to play here in the third. Free throw number 2 curls out. Rebound Waller. And in the backcourt, ball is lost out of bounds, but that's the end of the third quarter. We are through 3 with Cedar Rapids Kennedy. Out in front, Cougars 51, Dubuque Waller 43. Back with the fourth quarter in a minute. You're listening to High School Boys Basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union here on KGYM Sports.
Is Iowa spicy or mild? A question that has begged an answer since there was an Iowa. Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen restaurants are giving you a chance to weigh in on the great Iowa chicken debate. Visit your local Eastern Iowa Popeye's polling station, vote for mild or spicy, and get registered to win great spicy or mild prizes. This fall, take a break from politics and cast a ballot for yummy at Popeye's. Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen, where down-home yummy lives. Across from Coral Ridge Mall and in CR on Blairsbury and Edgewood.
Getting stuck outside your garage isn't good.
I'm freezing. You really don't have the house key?
I figured we'd go in through the garage.
Getting stuck inside isn't so great either.
I've got to get to work. My meeting starts in 10 minutes.
Let me see if I can open it.
Get a garage door tune-up at Rainer Door of Cedar Rapids now, before you get stuck in the cold. For a limited time, call Rainer Door and ask about their fall tune-up special. Call Rainer Door at 365-7894.
We will have the True North postgame show coming up. We'll pick our Rainer Door player of the game coming up on the postgame. Cougar ball as we start the fourth quarter. Foley, yo-yo dribble at the free throw line. Gets over to Diggins. Fakes. Now goes up with a jumper. Left it short. Going to go out of bounds. And it's going to be Wallert ball. 51-43 as we start the fourth quarter. For Wallert, Golden Eagles with Ripley in there. Leadham, Timmerman, Chakamel, along with Collins. We'll give you the Kennedy lineup in a moment. The ball tipped out of bounds.
Dribbling on our mic.
Yeah, you probably heard that. And Waller throws it away. 14th turnover. For Kennedy, Griffin to inbound. He'll bounce it in to Kai Jenkins, Jackson Foley, Jack Wetzel, and Derek Diggins. He's got 32 tonight for the Cougars. Foley coming off the screen. Fakes, gets it back to Diggins. Spin move left of the lane. Double pump, hanger, no. Tipped up, no. Rebounded by Leanham, who missed that second quarter with an ankle injury, but he's back in there. Chakamel, far hash mark. Brooks it to Ripley. Off the clear out. Leanham trying to look inside. Rook that triangle left. Leanham in the near side corner. Wallert down 8 with the ball. Ripley guarded by Foley. Puts it on the floor. Spin move, right free throw line, kick to the corner. Three-pointer up and good for Craig Collins, his third try.
Finds the corner, and he's got a little bit of a touch out there. Catch and shoot.
51-46. Waller back within five. Wetzel off the clear out. He'll drive the paint, and before the shot was fouled.
Hand check again out there. I believe they said Ripley was the guilty party for the Duke Waller.
16 foul. Each team was six, so we'll be shooting free throws from here on in. And it'll be Kennedy to inbound left of the glass looking in with Kai Jenkins. Wallert staying in the man-to-man. They'll lob it in to Diggins. Puts it on the floor. And now Kennedy will get in the offense. Jenkins, far corner. Up top to Foley. Fakes the three. Drives in. 12-footer up too strong. Wetzel had the rebound. Put it up after he got hit. And he laid it in.
What are they doing?
And a timeout going to be taken here by Kennedy. And they will take a full timeout. 6:25 to play in the ball game. Kennedy 53, Dubuque Waller 46. Back in 30 seconds. This is high school basketball here on KGYM.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Back with you from the Kennedy Gym, 53-46 in this non-conference game tonight as the Cougars lead it over Waller. Waller has only led once in this game, and that was 8-7. Kennedy's biggest lead has been a dozen at 12. Derek Diggins has been the story with 32 points for the senior All-State candidate for Kennedy. And see what Cougars talked about during that break. Looks like they're going to have a little pressure.
We'll pick up there in the man-to-man.
Lena, guarded by Cole Whirling in the backcourt. He'll try to break the pressure. Now Kennedy will try to trap at the half court. Lena behind the back with the dribble. Now drives, lost in a double team. Kai Jenkins comes up with it and makes a save out of there to Diggins. Diggins, little stop and go move. No look, pass. Back it comes to Wetzel. Drives the lane, cut off there. And now Kennedy will set it up. Waller with 15 turnovers. They've got two starters on the bench with four fouls. Foley, double pump runner, forced up no good. Offensive rebound to Kennedy, and then it was slapped away, loose in the floor, and Wallert away with it. 15. From the corner. Three up good by Collins.
Said that earlier, Scott. He likes that deep corner shot.
53-49, and Diggins driving left of the lane. Lost it out of bounds, but last touch by Timberman. Schmidt coming in. Also, the two players at four are coming back.
Waller's kind of rolling the dice a little bit here. Down four, 5:31 left.
Jaeger and Bandy both coming in.
Got to trust them to make good decisions out there.
53-49. Griffin back into the game now for the Cougars. Griffin guarded by Schmidt. Comes left off the high ball screen with a stutter dribble. Circles that way. They cleared out for Diggins. Turns on Timmons. Coming out for Foley. Three good. Right of the circle for Jackson Foley.
A little special they run that time to get an open three-point shooter.
Good time to pick up his first points of the night.
Big bucket.
56-49 on the fake. And now driving in, and Collins fouled before the shot.
Now you see they're hitting a couple threes to do for you. They get the defender to come out a little bit harder on their closeout, and you can go around them.
1-1 coming up for Collins, who's got 14 in the game.
1-1, Craig Collins.
Coming out for Kennedy is Griffin. As the free throw on the way, 1-1 is missed, and Diggins tips it and keeps it alive and brings it down. Diggins through traffic, 1-on-1, on the drive, jump stop, all the way in and out on the layup, and the rebound out of there to Wallert. Jump pass out of there. They get it to Collins. He'll take it into the front court. Lob inside. Catch by Bandy and gets the layup. And a mismatch.
Yeah, right away they go right to the post. Bandy, where he's strong in there, he gives Kennedy matchup problems.
56-51, and Bandy with 11, 8 in the second half. Bandy almost came up with a steal there. Wallard staying in the man-to-man. Whirling. Shovels it in the near side corner. Wetzel to Foley coming off the screen. Turns on Bandy. They got Bandy on Foley right now, interestingly enough.
A little bit of a I think they switched out there, and they wound up with him on him.
Diggins turns on Timmerman. Jab step. Now goes up with a high archer. Hits it from 17, left side.
Just sized him up off that time and decides to take the pull-up jump shot.
34 for Diggins. 58-51. Kennedy under 4 to play in the game. Bullet pass into the corner. Bandy cross court. They find Collins. Three-pointer. Got it again.
He can get that right foot back as he catches, and he just steps into it, blocks and loads.
58-54. Four-point Cougar lead. Diggins driving the lane all the way in. It scores. Just use that ball screen, and Kennedy's going to get a timeout. Going to be a full timeout, it looks like, here for the Cougars. So we'll take a 30. 3:32 to play in the ball game. It's Kennedy 60, Dubuque Wallard 54. Back in 30 seconds here on KGYN.
Between work, soccer practice, and everything else, I don't have time to keep track of the number of times I use my debit card, go to a certain ATM, or how many bills I pay online each month. I'm a good customer. How about a good reward?
First Federal Credit Union has a checking solution for your busy lifestyle. It's no strings checking. You earn 5% APY on your first $500 balance. No other conditions. No monthly fee, no minimum balance, no strings. You deserve a credit union that puts you first. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA.
Well, it's been as good as advertised. 60-54, Cedar Rapids Kennedy over Dubuque Wallard, 3:32 to play. The Cougars with only one timeout left. Wallard right now with three, and the arrow is in favor of Dubuque Wallard. Each team, I tell you, it's been Derek Diggins for Kennedy, and for Wallard, the inside-outside game with Collins threes and Bandy inside.
Yeah, tell you, we're going to see what right now. Big possession here for the Wallard offense. See if they get a touch to Bandy or Timmerman.
Collins out front. Michael Watkins into the game. We'll check him. They shovel it inside. Left of the lane. Timmerman on the turnaround had it blocked out of bounds by Wetzel.
Wetzel does a nice job keeping his hands straight up that time. Doesn't bring him down. Avoids the foul.
It'll be Wallard to inbound. Timmerman guarded by Jenkins. Out front. Going to be Cale Schmidt. Guarded by Derek Diggins. Wallard working that triangle left. Jaeger. Back it comes left corner. They try to lob it inside, and a hold is called.
Foley.
Yep. Oh,
Kennedy sometimes switches. Or I shouldn't say sometimes. They switch all the time. You get those mismatches sometimes. And Timmerman's really working Foley trying in that block, trying to get the ball.
Peter Timmerman with 15 points, 1-1, and he bangs it home.
Back for the Cougars, number 35, Ethan
Saylor. Saylor will come in for Watkins. A little more height for Kennedy.
I was going to say, they got a little big here.
Saylor, the 6'6 senior. One more upcoming for Timmerman on the way right through. 7-9 from the line, 60-56. Kennedy lead at 4. Wallard showed some pressure. Now they'll back it off as we under 3 to play. Diggins, standing dribble, out at the right point. They'll trap him. Wiggles out of it. Kicks it to the corner. Open jumper off the back iron. No, on the three attempt. Deep kicker comes out to Schmidt. Two on two. Schmidt, stop and go move. Now he'll circle it back out. And gets it to Timmerman. Timmerman on the drive. Takes a free throw line. Pop-up jumper. Can't get the roll. And Wetzel the rebound. And a grab going to be called on Collins.
Going to be team foul 7. I believe they should be in the bonus. 1-1.
And a 1-1 for Jack Wetzel.
Got the feeling that possession right there was a big one. You know, if they could have cut it to 4, or excuse me, to 2, with that jump shot, Timmerman couldn't get the ball to go, but momentum going back in favor of Dubuque Wallard.
Wetzel, 3 out of 6. Important 1-on-1, and he makes it. High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union here tonight. Free throw, number 2, trying to give Kennedy a full two-possession lead. It's on the way. No good. And the rebound to Collins. 61-56, 2.5 to play in the game. Timmerman bounce pass to Collins, fakes the three. Wallert works that perimeter outside the arc. Schmidt, no-look bounce over to Collins. He'll rise for three. Missed everything that time. He forced that one up. Little quick.
Diggins on the backside to get that board.
Now Kennedy's going to hold it out front, at least for the moment. Timmerman will come out on Derek Diggins. Over to Foley. At the center circle, and Schmidt on a reach. Second, eighth team foul, and one and one for Jackson Foley.
Pretty good free throw shooter, too, out there. Yeah, that's who Kennedy wants on the line.
89% last year for Jackson Foley, 41 of 46. And the free throw up and good. Boy, he got the friendly roll.
Good backspin on that.
Four for Foley. 62-56. Two even to play in the game. Second one right through. Coming up, we'll have the True North postgame show for you. 63-56. Schmidt goes baseline, forces up the shot. Traffic blocked by Wetzel. He's trapped in the backcourt. Cougars get it out of there to Foley. Foley across the timeline with a minute 40 to play. Goes behind the back with a dribble. They trap him, and Schmidt comes up with a steal. Loose in front of us, and now it's out of bounds. And who's going to get it? Going to go to Waller. A little too much dribbling.
A little too much. That's exactly right. And Coach English is going to take a timeout here. Get a call, set play.
Going to take their first of three timeouts. Minute 34 to play. Here in the ball game, we'll take our final 30-second break. It's Kennedy 63, Wallard 56. Back in 30 seconds here on KGYM Sports.
Malpractice is a medical term, right? Actually, it's not. It's a plumber's word, a daycare in your home word. It means whatever you do for a living, if it goes wrong for somebody else, it can cost you big dollars. Luckily, professional liability insurance can save your bacon. And at Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person who will make it simple to get. Meet yours at youhaveaperson.com. Skogman Carlson Insurance, supported by Integrity Insurance.
Wallert with two timeouts left. Kennedy with one, and a 63-56 game with a minute 34 to play. And Wallert's going to set up something here.
Number one, they got to get inbounds. That's not always easy to do against this Kennedy defense. It'd be interesting to see how Kenny elects to play this, if they're going to get out and really pressure, or they're just going to let him get it in. Try to avoid the foul with a seven-point lead here. Play him straight up, not commit any fouls.
Well, the other thing is, I think Wallard's going to go a little inside-outside, too.
Yeah, I would think you'd want to get it into Bandy if you can. Timmerman, those two.
Collins and Timmerman with Diggins on him. Timmerman over in the corner. Collins coming off the screen. Back to Timmerman. Liedem also in there along with Jaeger. Starting five in there for Tom English. Off the ball fake. Collins driving a kick outside. Three-pointer up an air ball. Missed everything. Going to go out of bounds. Last touch by the Golden Eagles.
Waller's going to have to pick up full court now and probably see a foul pretty quick if they don't get a steal.
Cougars bouncing into Jenkins. Turns on Liedem. Jenkins will bring it up in a hurry on the power dribble. He'll circle it back outside as it gets doubled. 1 minute to play here in the ball game. Who do you want to foul here if you're Waller? Certainly not Foley.
Not Foley.
Jenkins in the high post. Kicks out to Wetzel. He's going to try a three. No. Weak side board, though, to Diggins. Takes it up. Oh, and got hammered. And Diggins to the line.
Coach McCowan's going to use this as a teaching moment for Wetzel. I don't think he wanted to see that shot go up.
Shooting two free throws,
Derek Diggins, who's had a terrific night, to the free throw line for Kennedy. Right-hander puts it up and right through. 37 for Diggins. Career high, and he's getting up into rarefied air, I think. And the all-timers for Kennedy. Second one won't go. 64-56. Three possession game, 45 seconds. Timmerman in a hurry into the front court. Picks up the dribble to Shakamel. He'll take a free throw line. Now Timmerman on the drive and a block on Foley. Contact, and that'll send Timmerman to the line.
Timmerman going to put his shoulder down and go. He wanted to create something there. He knew Foley was moving his feet. He had a chance to get to the free throw line, score if his clock stopped.
And Saylor will check out. Wetzel will come in. And 1-1, or do they call that a 2?
We're going to find out here.
1-1. Timmerman, front end of the bonus situation. Missed it, and Diggins with a rebound. And a quick foul. Foul on Leadham. And that's the double bonus.
Double bonus, shooting two free throws.
And this is the guy you want on the line.
And Diggins gets a chance to go to the line again and add to that astonishing 37-point total he has.
Free throw up, good. Nothing but the bottom of the net for Derek Diggins. 38. Cale Schmidt back in, and they're going to take out Matt Bandy.
Another three-point shooter probably here, Scott.
65-56, Kennedy, 36.8 to play. And second free throw right through for Diggins. And Saylor comes in for the Cougars. A little bit of backwards defense now by Kennedy.
Talking, you don't want to foul here at all if you're...
Schmidt picks up the dribble, long diagonal pass to the corner. Leadham, a quick three, an air ball. Saylor the rebound, outlet to Diggins, and look out. Diggins going to go up. Oh, he tried to dunk it, and he got pushed from behind. Not enough for an intentional, but the foul's going to be on Leadham.
Yep.
And that probably will do it.
It's up 10 now here. Yeah, you would think. Take something pretty dramatic or drastic here for Kennedy to not win this one.
And Diggins looking for 40, and he's got it. No, we may have to do some digging. No pun intended after the game. It's got to be one of the high-scoring outputs in Kennedy basketball history.
Well, we've got year totals to go back through, Scott.
Well, I can... yeah. 41 for Diggins. 68-56. Schmidt forces up the three. No good. 15 seconds, and we'll see if Waller elects the foul. Doesn't look like they will.
Run the clock out.
What a night for Derek Diggins. As he holds it here, Kennedy will get the victory. Non-conference affair tonight. And what a night for the senior.
Final score,
the Kennedy Cougars 68 and Dubuque Wallert 56. We will come back and have your True North postgame show after this two-minute timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball from KGYN.
It's time for some straight talk. The big wireless companies charge a boatload for their superior network coverage. But guess what? Straight Talk uses the same cell towers but charges a lot less. Who knew? Well, now you do. And I do. So let's do something. It's time to switch to Straight Talk. Unlimited plans start as low as $35 a month on America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Napa Know How.
Keeping it simple is usually a good thing. And when it comes to rewards programs, keeping it simple is always a good thing. That's why we made the Napa Rewards program effortless. All you need is your phone number to start saving on the parts and tools you need. Then we automatically give you $5 off your next purchase for every $100 you spend. So start saving today with Napa Rewards. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
Sometimes the best seats in the house are above it. In college football, that's the Goodyear blimp. And for more than 60 years, we've seen what it takes to be worthy. It takes toughness, dedication, and perseverance. Because seasons aren't measured by wins and losses, but by heart. Some call it hard work, determination, or grit. We call it blimp worthy. Goodyear, official sponsor of the college football playoff.
Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and purchase 5 quarts of Castrol high-mileage motor oil and a MicroGuard filter for the same price as Castrol conventional, just $24.99. Plus, earn a $10 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card by mail when you purchase 5 quarts of Castrol high-mileage and a MicroGuard filter. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We welcome you into the True North postgame show here from Kennedy. Cougars win it 68-56 tonight. Non-conference game against Dubuque Wallert. Cougars win the season opener and won a night for Derek Diggins. 41 points, 24 in the first half, 17 in the second half. And you have to go back a ways to find a performance like that. That was something.
It was. That's I'm sure we can get the totals maybe, courtesy of Jeff Johnson, but I know his percentage was pretty good tonight too, Scott. He connected on a pretty good clip of his shots that he took.
You're right. He didn't force things tonight. I can't recall if maybe one forced shot. Other than that, everything was within rhythm. And you know what? I think Drake Brewster, he was the captain. He was the senior leader on this team last year. And I think that Derek Diggins learned a lot from Drake Brewster going into his senior season.
That was a good role model for him to follow. The other thing that I think helped Diggins real early is he got some confidence from beyond the three-point line. You know, he was catching and shooting two or three possessions in a row there in the first half. He was able to get clean looks, really good looks at the basket, knocks him down, and that confidence just continues to grow and build. Teammates continue to find you out there as well, too. And it was a good opening ball game, Scott, here. Good, entertaining one. 12-point final, but it was a little bit closer than that, as the score would indicate.
Yeah, that tied the high watermark in the game for the Cougars. Well, let's take a look at the scoring tonight. For Kennedy, led by Derek Diggins with 41 points here in the ball game. 14 field goals, 4 of those from three-point range. Also, from the free throw line, he was 9 of 11, all told 41 points tonight for Diggins. Also in double figures, Jack Wetzel for Kennedy with 12. He had 8 in that first quarter to get Kennedy off to a good start. 5 points for Jackson Foley, but a big 3 in that fourth quarter when he was scoreless in the ball game. Kai Jenkins ended up with 4, and then 2 apiece for Ethan Saylor, Ben Keister, and Cole Whirling off the Kennedy bench. For Dubuque Wallert, they had 3 in double figures. Tying for team high honors were Peter Timmerman and Craig Collins with 17 apiece. Timmerman basically from the inside, Collins from the outside. Collins had 5 threes to go along with 1-2 for 17. Timmerman had 5 field goals and 7 free throws for his 17. Matt Bandy ended up with 11 tonight, but battled some foul problems. Jackson Yeager had 5. Jacob Chocomel off the bench with 5. And Cale Schmidt with the free throw for 1. Not bad floor game. 15 turnovers for Wallert, 9 for Kennedy tonight in the opener. The Cougars tonight with 19 two-point goals, 5 three-pointers. Wallert with 13 twos and 6 threes. Kennedy was 15 of 21 from the free throw line for about 72%, and Wallert was 60%. They were 12 of 20 from the free throw line. Bench scoring was tied at 6 tonight. How about rebounding?
We had a whole bunch of them here tonight, Scott. It was Wallert wound up plus 3 in this department, 37 to 34. We'll look at the Kennedy Cougar individuals here first. Derek Diggins leading the way with 11 rebounds, 7 of those coming in the second half. 8 rebounds for Jack Wetzel. 3 rebounds for Kai Jenkins. 2 rebounds apiece for Jackson Foley, Keeler Dix, and Ethan Saylor. Contributing 1, Michael Watkins and Cole Whirling. You had 3 dead baller team rebounds for the Cougars. 14 offensive, 20 defensive for a total of 34. For Dubuque Wallert, high watermark was Jackson Yeager with 8. 7 for Peter Timmerman was 5. Jacob Chocomil, 4 rebounds for Matthew Bandy, who played with the foul trouble in there. contributing three is Craig Collins, and three players with two rebounds, Cale Schmidt, Isaac Ripley, and Sam Gruhl. And then finally chipping in with one is Will Leadham. Three dead ball rebounds for the Golden Eagles. 11 offensive, 26 defensive, total of 37 for Dubuque Waller.
Cougars win it 68-56, and on cue, head coach John McCowan joining us. And you talked to us before the game, John, and you said this is exactly what you wanted for an opener. it wasn't easy at times, but you got to be pleased with, I think, how the team played.
Yeah, you know, we're making this game a lot tougher than it is on the defensive side, just not being in the right spots and trying to recover. And, you know, we're not big enough not to be in the right spots. And we've had success in the past by being really good on defense and being in the exact spots and being ready to play. And we're just, a step or two slow right now. And we had a tough one Thursday. We better get it figured out.
You tell you what, Derek Diggins, there's been some great basketball players come through here. I don't know how many of them had 41. Maybe you go back to Rubus would know. He probably had 41 on a night along with Lorenzen. But 41's pretty good to opener for Derek.
Yeah, you know, Derek did a great job of being aggressive, but also picking his times. You know, he didn't shoot it or attack the hoop every single time he touched the ball. He took what they gave him, and he's a really tough guard. You know, he's tough to, you know, he's a good shooter. He's athletic when he takes it to the hole. And, I thought he was really balanced tonight, too, because he had a lot of assisted opportunities. And when the ball's in his hands right now, that's our best offense. So, you know, the offense runs through him until everybody else kind of gets up to speed here.
He looked like a different Derek Diggins tonight, too. We were talking about the fact maybe learning a lot from Drake Brewster's senior leadership last year, because he looked like a lot more of a mature player tonight.
Yeah, he definitely is. You know, you get maturity through just, you know, obviously age, but you get maturity through experience, and he definitely is. He's grown up a lot. You know, we knew Derek was going to have a special year this year just because of his mentality and practice and his leadership, and he's comfortable in his role. And he had a great night tonight, but, you know, we really hope this isn't the last of him.
Now, Coach, you got a lot of kids in the ball game tonight. You like to play a lot of kids, but a lot of kids' minutes, building that experience that you were talking about.
Yeah, we're trying to figure out, you know, what roles they're going to fit in. It's a good thing that we have a lot of kids to choose from, but on the other hand, like we talked about before the game, some guys got to start separating. The conference season starts next Friday. And like we talked about also, this conference could be unbelievable this year. So we got to be hitting on all cylinders or we're going to have our backs against the wall from the start. So, we got a lot of options. Just need a few to start separating here.
Well, Jack Wetzel got you off to a good start. He had 8 points in that first quarter and was really big.
Yeah, you know, Jack has a nose for the ball. He's a good scorer. He's a really good scorer. He works hard off the ball to get himself in good positions. He worked hard this summer to become a good shooter, and he's worked hard in the weight room to become more athletic and, you know, being able to finish around the hoop with some strength.
Well, you get ready for Lindmar coming up on Thursday, another big test, another non-conference game, but you've had good scrimmages. You've had the Hall of Pride scrimmage. You've had nothing but really top 10 teams so far.
Yeah. You know, with our league this year, you better be ready to go. So, we've had Iowa City West. We've had North Scott. We've had PV. And now we've had Waller, you know, who's going to be a really good team in 3A again this year in competing in our conference. So, at least it won't be anything different. You know, just another good team that we have to come out and play well to beat.
And that'll be coming up on Thursday night. An interesting, rare Monday-Thursday week for you.
Yeah, why not? You know, the girls are playing at home tomorrow night, so it's a great way to fill the schedule. It's a fun night here. You know, we have freshmen going on downstairs, have the sophomore games here. So, you know, we got all levels going tonight. We've got the JV going tomorrow night. So it's a great time to be a basketball player. The weeks go fast.
Yeah, they do. And, congratulations. Enjoy it. We'll see you Thursday night.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Good job, John.
John McCowan, head coach, Kennedy Cougars, as they win it tonight by a score of 68-56 here on the True North postgame show. As this is going to be a good Wallert team, too. This is not that didn't have a good team last year. They had some injuries last year, but they're much deeper this year. They can go from the outside. They can go from the inside. And this is going to be a team along with Xavier, it's going to make a lot of noise in 3A.
They battled. As we said, this was the high water mark at the end here, 12 points. But, you know, it was a four-point ball game. Wallard had the ball with, I don't know, a minute something left in the ball game there, a little over 2 minutes. And they just missed the shot. If that goes in, and I think in the subsequent possession, Kennedy came down and Wallard fouled. Kennedy made the free throw, so it was a big swing right there. Wallard was really close, and those youngsters, those three sophomores they're playing, they're just going to get better and better as the year goes on as well, too.
Now, Jackson Foley hit a big three in that fourth quarter, too. Didn't do a lot of scoring in this game tonight, but did come through with that really big three.
I did, and that was his first points of the ball game, if I remember, and it came at a crucial time for Kennedy out there. And that's what you need. You need your kids that have played a lot of basketball to step up and make plays for you.
Yep, and this Kennedy team is going to be one of the ones to beat, I think, in the MVC again this year, year in and year out. And I think the scoring will get a little bit more balanced, obviously, but when you have a night like Derek Diggins had tonight, and like Coach said, didn't really force anything up, just kind of took what the defense gave him.
Yeah, he had a great night out there. He shot a very high percentage. And, once you get on a roll like that, your teammates look for you, and they continue to get you the ball in scoring positions.
I don't think it takes a real genius to figure out who our Rainer Door player of the game is going to be tonight.
I don't think so either. I think we're going to be in agreement there, Scott.
Derek Diggins, 41 points tonight. And, again, he was outstanding in this one. He ended up, the totals, 14 made field goals, four of those from three-point range, 9 of 11 from the free throw line, and 41 points in the game.
So and 11 rebounds.
And 11 rebounds to go along with it. So double-double tonight for Derek Diggins, and he played the part and looked very good.
Very good, and congratulations to that young man.
Yeah, no doubt about that. We're going to get the Cyclone Sideline Show coming your way next here on KGYM. Jeff Downing will get that started here on 1600 AM. We've got NFL football coming your way on the FMs with Houston and Baltimore going at it right now. And, Phil, you will join me again Friday night. We will be over at Prairie for that one. And that'll be North Scott taking on the Prairie Hawks.
Looking forward to that. It'll be a great game, Scott.
Yep, and next broadcast actually comes up tomorrow night as myself and Steve Dozer will be over at Jefferson. It'll be the Jayhawks and Iowa City West, the MVC Girls Opener tomorrow night. That'll be on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM. And Iowa City listeners, if you'd like to tune in, we encourage you to do so. You can do so at kgymradio.com, KGYM Radio app. Just go ahead and click on the Listen Live and pick the main gym as your listening device tomorrow night. And then 106.3 FM tomorrow night will be at Solon for WOMAC Conference Girls Basketball, as it will be Solon entertaining South Tama. And that will be on 106.3 FM. And then coming up on Thursday night, we'll have a pair of games coming your way, two Dandies. We will have on 107.5 FM boys basketball. Phil, you get the night off for that one. And going to be Jason Bohannon joining me on Thursday night. It'll be Linmar and Kennedy going at it in non-conference play right here. So that'll be fun. It always is fun when the Lions and the Cougars play.
You're going to have a Kennedy alum and a Linmar alum calling the game there, Scott.
Yeah, he was a little better. He made a little more noise than I did. But looking forward to that coming up on Thursday night. That'll be on 107.5 FM, on 106.3 FM. It will be Morgan Hawk on the call. Iowa City West and West Des Moines Dowling, a really good non-conference game.
Yeah, well, that'd be a fun one to be at, too, down there, Scott.
Yeah, so that'll be coming up. Check out the schedule at kgymradio.com. And we're off and running again, Phil.
That's a great way to start the year, and looks like we're going to have a lot of fun.
Yep, going to be a lot of fun indeed. Big thanks to all our great boosters of high school basketball. Thanks to Aaron Stecker and his staff at Kennedy for all the hospitality, and a big thanks to Jeff Downing back in our KGYM studios for all his help tonight as well. For Phil Dunn, Scott Unash saying so long, reminding you the final score of this boys' opener tonight, non-conference. It was Cedar Rapids Kennedy 68 and Dubuque Wallard 56. This has been a sports presentation of KGYM, and so long from the Kennedy Gym.